Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast with a new episode for you. On this episode, we are going to reconnect with Teresa Lee. She's a product manager at Toshiba. And she works on the thermal barcode printing side of the business. Obviously, you guys know Toshiba is a fairly large company, many different arms to it, but we're going to concentrate on the thermal barcode printing side of things today. And you may remember Teresa, her name may be familiar to you because she contributed a blog post to us just a little over a year ago on the blog as well, called Barcode Labels Keep Track of E-Commerce, talking about barcode labels and their importance and obviously, you know, how they help you track inventory throughout e-commerce from receipt all the way to the end user. So Teresa, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Yeah, happy to have you on. How is everything going with the current situation? You're working from home, you mentioned. So how is that going for you guys?
Well, it's a little adjustment because we're all at home, and so we do a lot of video conferencing, you know, team and so forth, and we just closed our fiscal year, so we're getting ready for the next year.
All right. Yeah, it's definitely interesting times. I think everybody's kind of adjusting, but it's good. I think it's allowing for some innovation as well. So you represent the thermal barcode printing side of Toshiba. So why don't you tell us, I guess, you know, just kind of for our audience, what's involved in that and what kind of products are coming out of that side of the business?
Sure. Toshiba has a very broad product portfolio in barcode printers, spanning from portable printers, which are pretty ruggedized, lightweight, and run by batteries, to a whole portfolio of stationary printers with the entry-level desktop series, as well as the mid-range, and then move on to the high-performance industrial series. And we also have specialty printers, such as our double-sided printers, which is very unique. Okay. So we are touching on different applications in various different industries.
Definitely. And I think even now, I think the thermal barcode printing side of things is kind of expanding a little bit too, as we look at different ways to service customers, right? So you mentioned the double printing side and how that's kind of unique for you guys. So talk a little bit about that and what's the benefit of the double printing?
Okay, so this particular printer has two print heads inside. So when you do shipping, if you go to any shipping line, especially high volume or like maybe e-commerce shipping, you will see at the end of the shipping line, there's typically two printers. One is a barcode printer to print the shipping label, and then the other one is a laser printer to print the picking list, right, which has to be folded and put in a plastic pouch outside the box. So this printer streamlined that two-step process into one by combining the printing of the shipping label and the picking list in one single label, one single path. So it results in time and cost savings.
Nice. I like that. So very innovative and definitely a huge advantage because, like you said, the packing slip that prints from the laser printer that you mentioned, you know, that involves, in many cases, it needs to be folded and manipulated in some way. So eliminating that step is a huge time saving. So what kind of typical, I guess, productivity improvements do you see on customer side who adopt this double printing?
Well, actually, the customers who are using these right now, mostly e-commerce, order fulfillment. And these people are the ones that have the website that they sell stuff all day long. And so their operation is shipping all day long. And they found that using this process will help, you know, their streamlining their steps, as well as cutting down the cost. And there's also improved in accuracy because there's the collation involved. You know, you have to make sure that this is a shipping label that collated that packing list to that order. So as e-commerce, as you know, the volume increased, right? The warehouse is now trying to keep up with that volume. And accuracy is important. Turnaround time is important because they have to ship in order to meet like 2-day shipping. And so all these, anything they're looking for, equipment and automation to help them.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think, you know, you mentioned that they're trying to keep up with the demand, especially now that demand is increasing like crazy as well. And, you know, every little second counts to help kind of increase that productivity and get more out the door and get more throughput through the building. And obviously you touched on accuracy, and accuracy is huge and key because you could ship as fast as you want all day, but if it's inaccurate, it doesn't really even count because the customer is going to be unhappy. They're going to complain, and then you're probably going to have to, if the customer allows you, that you're lucky enough to give them business again, you're going to have to kind of handhold that or reship the same thing again and do the whole process over and then deal with returns, which is something that you don't want to, and it's cost more time in the long run. So very interesting on the double printing side. So talk to us about some of the other latest innovations that you guys are kind of coming out with on the thermal barcode printing side.
Yeah, some of the other innovations, as you probably already aware that in the industry, everybody's talking about, you know, getting smarter from the devices because they're looking for connections and integration with other equipment, whether it be software or warehouse management system, in order to increase efficiency. So to give you an example, that means building more sensors into equipment in general.
Okay.
So to give you an example on the printer side, the newer printers are starting to have more intelligence and sensors. So for example, if your, let's say that your printhead is a consumable part. In other words, it's almost like oil change, right?
Right.
After so many thousand inches, you have to replace your printhead.
Okay.
So what happened is the engineers in Japan built in a warning to the IT staff. So before it reached 1 million linear inches, which is the usual life of the printhead, it will give you a warning. Either at the display or at the software level. So then you could do prevention maintenance instead of waiting till the printhead die. And the result from that is you'll get bad print quality that might impact your scannability of that barcode. So, not only printhead, but also other parts such as platen. The more frequently replacement parts, we're starting to, you know, be able to feed back to the users. And also, another thing is like portable printers. Customers often ask for more intelligence in battery management. So, for example, they want to know when the battery is getting low. Or when is the battery going bad?
Okay.
So all those kind of stuff, we are now able to feed into the system. and help to manage these printers a lot better.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's great because, you know, I've definitely been in the situation where you're dealing with the printer and like you said, the print head just goes bad and you don't really have any warning whatsoever. And it's always at the most, you know, non-ideal time, which, of course, you know, in our industry is all the time because we always want to keep going. So having that ability to kind of have notice of that and make the proper changes and, like you said, preventative maintenance before there is an issue, and also to be able to time that within like your shifting time so you can do it when you're not needing to utilize that printer resource or anything like that. I think that's a huge improvement and definitely gives the opportunity to not lose time in a sense, which I think is really, really good. So now in terms of the, you mentioned on the mobile printers kind of battery monitoring a little better. So how are customers kind of using that and I guess benefiting from that? I'm trying to understand that.
Okay. At current time, most of the display on the portable printers,
right,
would show you the battery status. In other words, whether you are 50% charge or 75% charge and so forth. And the newer portable printers, the display is in color, so enable you to spot quickly. For example, if it's fully charged, it's green, right? And if it's getting low, it's red. So that's a really good way, intuitively. And then actually, customers are actually asking for more. In that, a lot of you, actually, I'm experiencing this right now with my cell phone. A lot of people think that battery life is indefinite, but it is not, because each battery could hold so many charge cycles. Let's say the battery life cycle is 300, okay, 300 charges. But when you pick up a battery, there's no way you could tell whether that battery has been charged 299 cycle already, so it's almost at the end of its life, or it has only been charged two cycles, right? So they're asking for battery health indicators. And so we're looking at things like that, because bear in mind, a lot of these portables are installed and deployed in large quantities, especially with like a transportation logistic company or retailers, right? So the IT people tend to manage a lot of these devices, but they cannot afford to have the device go down. So one of the wish is the more proactive they become, the better they could prevent downtime. And so these sort of things, you know, help them with managing the fleet.
Yeah, I get it now. So it makes a lot of sense because, you know, like you said, obviously you can see on the screen of, you know, what's the battery, when does it need to necessarily be charged as a user. But like you said, the battery health, I think that's something that's, you can't really tell just as a user or just like as a normal person looking at a device and the battery in the device. So I think the fact that you're able to communicate that, I think, is really, really a big improvement as well. So that's good news for our industry, definitely. And so now, how much, I think, and like you said, you know, oftentimes these are deployed in large numbers. So how have you kind of seen the improvement on the customer side in terms of being able to monitor that battery health, like you mentioned? What's kind of the improvement on that side, and are customers really taking advantage of it and finding the benefits of it?
Most customers are. The reason is a lot of these features are actually requests from the customers. If they're managing these, so it's a common, not problem, but a common wish list, you say, from most customers. And a lot of them are managing it through the software. So in other words, you have somewhat of a dashboard, and most vendors offer their own software to have visibility all across the board. So in other words, a lot of IT people are managing or monitoring things remotely, right? And because they have deployment all over the state, and so but they are sitting in their locations, to troubleshoot.
Right.
So they use software which we provide, or they could use third party mobile device management software. Then they're able to, on their screen, on the display, they're able to call up certain printers by their IP address and see the status. Okay. See, what's the printers? Is it being down right now? And it also helps to troubleshoot as well. So a lot of people are using these tools to help them. But like I go back to what I said in earlier, is that your printer or your device has to have the sensor first, right, to be able to report the problem back to the software.
Right.
Then it will help the IT staff. And that's what we are investing in. And most vendors are building more and more intelligence into the printers.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that makes total sense that you guys are investing more in that, because like you said, many times now, you know, especially companies are trying to get closer to the customer. In a sense, they're expanding into more locations, and but they're keeping maybe their IT at the same size, or maybe IT departments are getting even a little leaner. So the ability to monitor those types of things more remotely and also troubleshoot them remotely, like you mentioned, is definitely a huge benefit. I know I've dealt with that kind of situation where I've been in, I guess not necessarily remote, been in a physical location, but remote from headquarters where IT is based. And, you know, when we ever had an issue with any kind of mobile device, and we would have to send it up to them or ship it to them so they could fix it. It was not something that could be easily checked or monitored remotely. So that innovation is definitely, I think, huge and a big improvement, especially in reducing the amount of downtime. Because like you said, oftentimes it's deployed in big numbers, but sometimes too, as well, you know, some companies, they don't want to get the extra backup devices, in a sense. They don't want to spend the extra money on that. So when one goes down, then you're kind of in a bad spot, because you may hit a surge or something, and you may not have enough devices to cover the amount of people that you need to use devices. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the mobile device side and mobile printer side. So right now, especially in the current climate with COVID-19 and all these different things, supply chains are kind of trying to figure out how to become more flexible and how to, process things in a different way. Also at the end supply chain and picking up orders and making it more mobile and all those different types of things. How is printer mobility helping in that sense, helping supply chains become more flexible, especially at times like this? And how do you think that is going to continue into the future as we get past all of this?
Right, that's a good question. As a matter of fact, the portable or mobility is what we see as the growth sector, especially with COVID-19 right now. You see that it's actually changing the whole supply chain to the retail industry, right? So a lot of people are starting to order more and more online.
Yeah.
And, you know, with a delivery, online groceries, matter of fact, click and collect and online, you know, takeouts and so forth. And so all these sort of new applications that kind of lend itself to portable printing as well. And because you have to identify the orders. So also along with that, you know, there is the order fulfillment back to that in the warehouse. Actually, in all the DCs, in order fulfillment, there is a lot of opportunity for either stationary barcode printers or mobile printers. But a lot of times, people find that mobile printers are easier and more convenient to print labels on the spot. So, for example, in a typical, let's say you're receiving goods into the DC distribution center before you could go through the pick, pack, and ship process to ship your order out. When you receive a pallet in, you have to give it a location to be put away, because you know you have to put the pallet away, and sometimes it has to be broken down. So a lot of times you could print that label, or we call it license plate label, on the spot at the receiving dock. You just stick it on there and then, you know, push it aside so they know where to put it away. That is very time saving and more convenient than, you know, going to a centralized area to pick up a stack of labels, for example. So portable plays very, very well. And we have a very large retail customer. They have online stores as well as physical stores. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they use labels for picking as well. So the picking is the most labor intensive in the warehouse or order fulfillment. And so what they do is they print out these labels, and the pickers has to stay in that aisle, you know, that aisle where like shampoo, let's say. Okay. And pick those items. And once it's picked, the item is picked, they would scan the barcode of the location of the bin and the item, and they stick the label onto the item itself. So then, you know, it goes into the system and do the inventory deductions and so forth. So all those portable, you know, as I mentioned, you could either use stationary printers or portables, but a lot of applications find itself playing very, very well in the portable area because you could print right on in the spot.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think the portable is definitely beneficial. Like you said, you can print right on the spot. And, you know, anytime you have kind of a stationary printer, sometimes from the printer to the actual application, sometimes those things get lost in between. You don't know how it happens, but it definitely happens. So having it print on the spot for the task that you're actually doing at that moment, I think is definitely the way to go. I think that's definitely a big improvement. So anything else that we should know about thermal barcode printing from Toshiba?
Well, I actually, with all the situation going on, I could see that with the growth of e-commerce and the changing in the retail landscape, is actually going to increase volume of label printers in the warehouse, in order process, order fulfillment, and order processing. Because as you and I, you know, we order from Amazon, let's say, especially Amazon Prime, let's say, we think it's free, right? So free shipping. So our order typically are small, but more frequent. So in other words, oh, I ran out of shampoo. Let me order shampoo and paper towel this week. Right. Oh, next week, oh, I need some dog food. Let me do that. So you can see the frequency of shipping increase exponentially, right? And therefore increase the volume of labeling and also the cycle in the warehouse. That's why I see there's a lot of growth in our business.
Hmm. Definitely. Very interesting. Yeah, I can definitely see that too. And I, you know, it's interesting that you talk about the ordering pattern of the consumer. And I think now, especially like you mentioned, it's changing because like you just said, like, you know, somebody runs out of something and they're like, oh, let me jump on Amazon and order it. And instead of like, I'll just run to the store real quick, because in a lot of cases we can't necessarily just run to the store right now. So I think that you're right in the fact that that trend is going to continue because people are going to get used to that convenience in a sense, right? Because, you know, they're going to be able to avoid, you know, taking that trip to the store. And, you know, people that have necessarily not already adopted that convenience prior to this are now probably going to be more likely to sway in that direction. So definitely be interesting to see how that goes. And definitely, you know, we'll probably check in with you later again to see how the growth has gone. So how can people find out more about the thermal barcode printing side of Toshiba?
That is such a good question, because you could always go to our website and that's, Rick could direct you to that. And also, you know, anybody please feel free to contact me, and we'll be happy to point you to the right directions and recommend the right products for you.
Great. And we'll post all that information on thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, Teresa, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for your time today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.